what was the deciding factor? Where what veered you over to the agribusiness?
But probably some big reasons would just be that connection to like my community. Growing up, it was when I did start working and being in the field, I obviously liked interacting with the farmers and interacting with the crops and things like that. So I think it was just kind of that. And so when I interact with farmers, it kind of just feels like you're like interacting with your neighbors and things and that. So that's, I really like enjoy kind of, I feel like I'm part of what I kind of grew up in. So I like that connection.
So in that respect, then what do you find you're most passionate about now that you're in the agriculture field?
So I would definitely say, interestingly enough, that I would say it's agronomy. It would be what I kind of like. I really enjoy being in the field about making the recommendation, talking through the options with the customer. So kind of that consulting kind of aspect would definitely be where I gravitate a little bit. I'm kind of an analytical person, so I like to look at bit of the data on what works and what, and we can make a recommendation that way. So definitely agronomy.
And then so with what you're doing now, and I'm not sure, I assume that you want to stay in this area or be something related. What do you see happening in the next 5 to 10 years? What's the outlook for what you're doing? I'm sure there's probably a lot of technological changes to crop protection and how you deal with crops. What do you see happening in the next, say, 10 years?
So with Corteva is a like pretty unique company. There's a lot of exciting things and lots of different aspects of agriculture that you can be involved in working there. There's crop protection. There's the Pioneer Seeds portfolio that Emily sells through. There's digital, which would be more like the granular is what the company's called. So there's lots of different avenues that you would explore. I do kind of expect, though, that I'll likely want to kind of be in front of the retailers and in front of the customers still and not lose that connection. So, so I think it's still being in the field, there's lots of different options within my organization for sure.
Now, just to wrap up, you're part of our whole feature here, Next Generation of Farming. Now, you and Emily are a little bit different here. You're not, you would be sort of more behind the scenes. But if you have a successful crop at the end of the year, it's not just the farmer. It's people like yourself and Emily behind the scenes that are contributing to that success. So, do you see that as your main contribution as a next generation, not so much farmer as such, but someone in the agribusiness?
It's definitely very rewarding that when you do work with a grower and recommend a product or perhaps you should spray this fungicide, and at the end of the season doing that follow-up to see how things worked, and a happy grower means it's a good day at work for me. So it's really one of the more rewarding parts of my job too, is knowing that you can make a difference for somebody and kind of help their business and their life prosper, I guess, in that way. So yeah,
that's a good way of putting it, a happy grower. Now the big unknown here is Mother Nature.
It can be a stressful industry to work in at times, since you are kind of the victim of the elements, whether it's hail or not enough rain, too much rain. There's always a part of my geography that maybe isn't having perfect conditions.
Right. On a large territory, what happens in Elgin might be totally different than the Niagara area.
Yeah, or even what happens in West Elgin is different than what happens in East Elgin. Yeah. So the weather brings lots of emotions into it, and that's definitely sometimes challenging to navigate, but you can't stress what you can't control. That's what they tell us, but I don't know if that's necessarily true in agriculture.